Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
We want to thank you for the cross. Thank you for what it represents to us. It will always be a symbol of your great love for us. The symbol of the ultimate price that had to be paid for the redemption of mankind. Thank you, Father, that we know you. Thank you that you saved us. Thank you, Father, for who we are in you. We can never thank you enough for everything that you've done in our lives. We're grateful to you that we belong to the body of Christ and that we are a part of this beautiful church. This evening, as we stay in your presence, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless us through the teaching of your word. Give us understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen. All right. Would you like to put your hands together for Jesus? If it's not too much of a trouble. All right. God bless you, and you may be seated. And you're welcome to our times of impartation. Last week, I started sharing with you on the warnings of Christ. We've actually been looking at the warnings of Christ for some time. And we focused to begin with on the warnings of Christ, false teachings. We've moved on from there, and we are taking a look at the warnings of Christ, false pastors, false prophets, false teachers, and false Christs. This is the second part of that particular section. All right. So please turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and we're reading from verse 15 to 20. Matthew 7, verse 15 to 20. This is Jesus speaking, and it is clear here that he was given a warning. How do I know? Because he started off with the word, beware. All right, beware. Have you noticed that sign on people's gates? Beware of dogs. How many have seen something like that before? All right, so whenever you see a sign like that, you're being warned that there are dogs here, and they are not the friendly type. All right? People don't put signs like that on their gates if they have friendly dogs. And there are some dogs, they are too friendly. You see? Because you got them for a reason. But when they see anybody, they are just wagging their tail, playing around and everything. Such dogs are not fit for purpose. All right? But the very wild ones, the owners are always careful to put a sign there, beware of dogs. So if you enter and you are not careful and the dog pounces on you, now who calls him? If you call him. And that's why warnings are put out there. It is so that the responsibility will move from the one who is giving the warning to the warned. So that if something bad happens, it's your fault. All right. So Jesus here in Matthew chapter 7 is warning us of false prophets. He says, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. Vicious means wicked. It means cruel. It means harmful, distractful. All right? Violent. That's what it means. Then he goes on and says, you can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? What's the answer? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Then in Matthew 24, verse 1 to 5, as Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings. But he responded, do you see all these buildings? I tell you the truth, they will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? And what sign will signal your return and the end of the world? Then Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you. So here he's giving a warning and a caution. For many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. Matthew 24 verse 11. And he's continuing with his warnings. He says here, and many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Then you can move to verse 24 and 25. More warnings. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, I have warned you about this ahead of time. So you notice the word warned means that it is a warning. Hallelujah. So in all these scriptures, Jesus is warning the church, warning Christians and warning believers. And the warnings here are about false pastors, false prophets, false teachers, and false messiahs. In the scriptures that we read, he talks about false prophets, and then in the other ones, he warns about false messiahs. All right? So, by extension, this also applies to false pastors and false teachers. So, you will notice other places where Jesus warns about religious leaders. All right, so he warns about the Pharisees, and he'll say somewhere that beware of the leaving of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were like the pastors and the church leaders and the teachers of that time. Why is he warning us? Why is he telling us that we should be very careful about these spiritual leaders who are false? The reason is because they are dangerous and they are harmful. So the question we asked last week was, who are these false pastors, false prophets, false teachers, and false messiahs? Who are they? And I explained to you that they are religious leaders who mislead people in the name of God. That's what they do. They mislead the people who listen to them and follow them. They mislead their congregation and mislead everybody who listens to them. And they are doing it in the name of God. They also distort the truth concerning the kingdom of God And because of that, they cause a lot of harm. All right? So anybody who does that, who misleads people in the name of God, and who twists the truth concerning God, concerning his kingdom, is a false leader, a false pastor, or a false prophet, or a false teacher, or a false Messiah. Then these false spiritual leaders or religious leaders are leaders of congregations who do not genuinely care for the people. They do not genuinely care for the people they are leading. They don't care about them. And everything that they're doing is a facade. They don't really care about the people. All right? They are leading them for their own interests, but they do not really care for the people. And so they end up misusing their authority over them, manipulating and controlling them for their own selfish interests. Whenever you have a pastor like that, or a prophet like that, or a teacher like that, then you are looking at a false pastor, prophet, or teacher. Can somebody say amen? Then again, who are these false spiritual leaders or religious leaders? They are spiritual leaders who may have the power to perform miracles, and they use that power to deceive many, sometimes claiming that they are the Messiah. So they are spiritual leaders. They can do miracles. And the miracles that they do, you know, they feel give them a certain validation of their ministries. But the truth of the matter is that they are using the miraculous to deceive people. And there are some of them who, because of the miracles that they do, claim that they are the Messiah. So whenever you encounter a pastor, a prophet, a teacher like that, or a Messiah like that, then you are dealing with somebody who is false. And let me say this very clearly to all of us. Miracles are not always proof of God's presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Miracles are not always, sometimes they are proof of God's presence, but they are not always the proof that God is here or God is working. I believe in miracles, and God has used me to do miracles. So I believe in them. But I also know that you'd be mistaken if you think that once a miracle has taken place, it means that what you're seeing is actually God at work. Know that the devil can counterfeit the supernatural or the miraculous. There are miracles that come from God, and there are also miracles that come from the devil. Is it clear? So do not see every miracle as something that is coming from God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it's easy when you see the miraculous at work and people doing signs and wonders. It's often easy to conclude and say that, oh, this one God day inside. But I'm just pointing out to you that there are false spiritual leaders who do miracles, but they are still false. And it's possible to see a miracle that did not come from God, but rather came from the devil. Because the devil has power. But the good thing is that he's not all powerful. Hallelujah. Who is the all powerful one? The God that you serve. Amen. All right. So Let's move on from here and ask ourselves that, you know, Pastor, you're talking about these four spiritual leaders. Are there examples of them that we can point to? And the answer is yes, the examples of them. I don't want to look at examples of these false prophets from the Old Testament. I want us to look at them from the New Testament. And you notice when you read through the New Testament that there are different places where the church is warned about these false pastors and prophets and teachers and messiahs. But let me show you a couple of examples. One example of false religious leaders, we can find that in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 6. And these leaders were called the Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans. Now, these Nicolaitans, you know, rose up as a sect, a religious sect in the church. And these were people who were followers of one of the disciples of Jesus called Nicholas. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 6, we read about a time when there was dissent and grumbling in the early church because the Gentile Christians were complaining that when they are sharing the food, they don't give them good food, or they are not being attended to. It's like the people who are sharing the food are concentrating more on the Jewish Christians and not doing the right thing by the Gentile Christians. So it led to some rumbles in the church. And Peter arose, and I'm sure in conjunction with the other leaders, they decided that they were going to appoint 7 deacons. These were people who were filled with the Holy Spirit to handle food affairs. So they took care of the ministry of food and distribution. And one of the guys there was a guy called Nicholas. Very anointed guy. But as the years went by, something didn't go well. So a group came out from him or connected to him. And it became like a sect in the church at that time. They were the ones who were given the names, the Nicolaitans. Now, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. So here, Jesus is speaking to the church in Ephesus. And he's recommending them. One of the things he recommended them, I mean, there were things he was not happy about. But here, he pointed out something that was in their favor. He said, but this is in your favor. You hate the evil deeds of the Nicolaitans just as I do. So you see that name there, Nicolaitans. Can you see it? All right. So if we jump to verse 14 and verse 15, we will see what these Nicolaitans used to do. So in verse 14 and 15, this time he was speaking to the church in Pergamos. And he says to them, but I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you whose teaching is like that of Balaam. Balaam was a prophet in the Old Testament who showed Balak. Balak was a king who opposed the people of God and wanted to destroy them. So who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel? He taught them, this is what he did. He taught them, that is the people of Israel, to sin by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. Then it continues and says, in a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow what? The same teaching. So they were teachers. They were teaching. And the Bible is saying that they were following the same teaching that Balaam directed Balak to lead the people of Israel into. A And if you read the history of the Nicolaitans, you find out that they used to encourage that, oh, you can eat anything. You can eat any food. I mean, you know, food is sacrificed to idols and everything. There's no problem. Don't let anybody make you feel that you are doing something that is not correct. And not just that, but they used to encourage a certain loose way of living. That, I mean, you can have sex freely and there's no problem with that. And it was something they taught. So they are an example of false teachers. Because this teaching is not what the Word of God teaches us. How many can understand what I'm sharing with you? All right. So the Nicolaitans is one example of false teachers or false spiritual leaders that you can find in the Bible. The Bible also talks about two guys. We don't know much about them, but their names are mentioned. These are Hymenaeus and Philetus. Hymenaeus and Philetus. Hymenaeus is spelled Hymenaeus. Hymenaeus. And then Philetus or Philetus. Philetus. Their names are in the Bible. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. So what I'm doing here is showing you examples of false spiritual leaders from the Bible. And then after that, I'm going to talk about false spiritual leaders in real life or in contemporary times. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 to 18, the Bible says, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. As in the case, and now he mentions them, of Hymenaeus and Philetus. Then he explains what these guys did. They have left the path of truth. Which means that once upon a time, they were on the path of truth. But now they have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. So it was something they were teaching, if you like, and telling people that stop waiting for any resurrection from the dead. It has already taken place. You are wasting your time to be talking about that. Now, that was a serious thing, because one of the main pillars of the Christian faith is resurrection from the dead. If that thing is not there, Christianity will not be what it is. So by saying that resurrection of the dead has already occurred, so nobody should be waiting for it, they were actually chopping at one of the foundational pillars of the church. And look at what the Bible says. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. So you may easily say that when people are teaching falsehood, I mean, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. Because one of the damaging effects of this falsehood is that it turns people away from the faith. In two different ways. One, they may be in the faith, but because of these teachings that they hear, they may move away from the faith. Then in another sense, because of these things that some of these false spiritual leaders are teaching, people are not drawn and attracted to the faith. Amen. So these guys, Hymenaeus and Philetus, are examples of false spiritual leaders in the Bible and in New Testament times. But let me also move now and talk to you about false religious leaders or spiritual leaders in modern times or in contemporary times. Now, one guy who is very known today in Christian circles as somebody who was a false spiritual leader was a guy called Jim Jones. Jim Jones. And he was somebody who set up a cult called the People's Temple. And it was a cult. So a cult is like a religious organization that does dubious things and that believes funny doctrines. All right? And it's like a religious group. They are very queer and odd in the way they do things. They like to stick to themselves. They don't mingle much with everybody else. They have their own set of teachings that they uphold, and they follow a certain path. And usually there is a leader who is like God to them. So whenever you see anything like that, then you are dealing with something that has cultish symptoms. Amen. So this guy was like that, and he claimed to be a Messiah. He said he was a Messiah. He was the Messiah. And he caused a lot of problems, led a lot of people astray. Finally, in 1978, he led over 900 of his followers to commit suicide. All right, they took in something and they died. More than 900 people. They followed this guy into their death in Guyana. He took them somewhere. All right, so that's him. That's Jim Jones. Okay? Yeah. He looks correct, doesn't he? Yeah. What genetical affair will be them? Anyway, but very dangerous guy. And because of his teachings, he led more than 900 people to kill themselves. So obviously, this was a false prophet and a false teacher and a false pastor and a false Messiah. Then, so this was in the US. Then there's this other guy who is also very known, famous guy. You can even go and Google his name. His name was David Koresh. K-O-R-E-S-H. David Koresh. Now, this guy, he claimed that he was the final prophet. After him, there's no other prophet. And not just that he is the Lamb of God who is able to open the seals in the book of Revelation. That's how it starts. He says that. So that's him. Wow. This guy said he is the last prophet. After him, there will be no other. And that he is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Now, this guy also deceived quite a number of people. And he was into funny things. He had quite a number of people following him. He was involved in, weapons, all kinds of dangerous weapons. And he was into funny things. He was involved in rape, in child abuse, and so many things like that. But he was operating as a spiritual leader, as a minister of the gospel. So one day in 1993, the government decided to crack down his setup. And they went with a search warrant to the place where he was, somewhere in Texas. And he refused to let them in. So it led to exchange of gunshots. And people died. For 51 days, they were trying to break, because he had a lot of weapons also. So the government officials will fire, he'll fire. Finally, the FBI had to come into the equation. And for 51 days, there was a standoff. And finally, at the end of the day, when they broke through, over 70 people lost their lives because of this party. But he came as a religious leader.
He came as somebody who was preaching the word of God, but he was false. So these are examples. And I can talk about other, you know, sects in around, because there are so-called groups that claim to be Christian, but they don't believe, for example, in the divinity of Jesus. They don't believe that Jesus is truly God and truly man, and they don't believe that he is the Son of God and that he is God. They don't believe in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, that there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all three are one. They don't believe in it. They don't believe that there is any place called heaven that you go to. So they believe in another place called paradise. That's what they believe in. All right? And they've had leaders who have given all kinds of prophecies about the end of the world, and all those prophecies have failed. What does that make them? False prophets. False prophets. Now, let's bring it home to Ghana, my beloved country. We've also had our share. Like, let's just bring it to our days. I can show you a lady who says she's whatever. Says what? And she claims that she can multiply money. All right? So she's there, and she has a church and has congregation, and her church looks quite nice. Yeah, very nice church, very nice church. I can point you to another guy, an old man, who has declared that in 500 years every home that you go to, the picture you see there is his picture, and it will replace the picture of Jesus. And by the way, that thing that you have pictures of some white man that you have put up in your room, and then when you are praying, you are facing that direction. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Hey, it is idolatry you are practicing. Because somebody has come up with some paintings. And it's fantastical. You know, so that all kinds of funny things. I feel like, oh, Jesus must have had blonde hair, very long, white, you know, with some nice beard, very white man. I mean, if you look at his race and where he came from, you will know that all these pictures that you see, that's somebody's imagination, and it has caught on. So some of you listening to me, when we come to your house, we can see picture of the so-called Jesus. It's fantastic. So now this guy that I'm referring about, a very popular guy, and he has a huge following. Huge. Huge following. And he teaches all kinds of funny things. It's not correct. And he does miracles. So the question you need to ask is, who is the author? Who is the source of those miracles? Look, we have to be careful, though. I can also talk about one guy who says that he has the power to change into animals. So as I mention these things, you know the people I'm referring to. Yeah, I'm deliberately not mentioning anybody's name. Whom the cap fits, let them wear it. So this guy, for example, has a lot of people following him. A lot. He has a place. And what makes it even amazing, like the services, weekday service. As we are struggling to fill this place on a weekday, his weekday service is daytime. Normal working hours. You should see a lot of people there. Yeah. But you can raise a lot of questions about what he teaches. And you look at it, and the only conclusion you can draw is that this is false. So these are examples of false pastors, false prophets, false teachers and false messiahs. And last week I mentioned something that I want to stress again, that when we talk about false pastors and false religious leaders, there are two categories of them. There are those who from the word go are like agents or instruments of the devil, specially prepared by the devil and anointed to creep into the body of Christ and cause a lot of problems. So there are people like that. So these are the ones that Jesus describes as vicious wolves. They come clothed as sheep, but they are actually vicious wolves. So it means that they are not sheep. All right? They are wolves. It means that from the word go, they are agents or instruments that the enemy is using to infiltrate the church of God and cause a lot of destruction. But the sad one, and that's the one that I think a lot of Christians don't realize, but they are also very harmful. These are like people who started off well, but along the way they got corrupted. And knowingly or unknowingly, they are teaching things that are contrary to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are people like that. There are people who believe that what they are teaching is actually from God. But when you go through the scriptures and you do a proper study and the proper interpretation of the word of God, the doctrines that they are propounding and the things that they are teaching are contrary to what the word of God teaches. But the thing is that they themselves are actually believers. They are Christians. But it's like they've gone off a certain path. And I think that they are the most dangerous, because they also end up having a lot of following. And then because of the things that they are doing, the size of the ministries that they have, the following that they have, the money that the ministry has and what have you, it is easy to convince people that what we are teaching and the doctrines we are holding up are actually the word of God. Amen. And that is one of the tricky things about the word of God. You know, you can pick things from the word of God and link them up and try and produce a doctrine or a teaching from those things. But it's dangerous, because the word of God must be interpreted within the right context. If you just pick things from here, and you pick them out of context, what you're going to end up with is a very dangerous teaching. And there's a lot of that in the body of Christ. May God have mercy on all of us. All right. Let's move on and try and end today's teaching on what effects do these false spiritual leaders have on the church and on Christians? What effect do they have on the church and on Christians? Because they must have a certain effect, which is why Jesus warns us against them. So these false pastors, false prophets, false teachers, and false messiahs, what effect do they have on the church and on Christians? The first one, and the most obvious, is deception. The first effect they have is the effect of deception, leading many to be misled, or causing many to be misled. Deception. So that's the fact. If the first effect, or one of the effects of these false religious leaders and spiritual leaders, they cause a lot of deception and they cause people to be misled. So in Matthew 24 verse 4 to 5, which we looked at earlier on, Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name claiming, I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. So you see those two words there. Mislead, deceive, or deception. So that's one of the effects of these false spiritual, religious church or church leaders. All right. And then if you look at verse 11 of the same Matthew 24, it talks about the deception again. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. So here the false prophets is being used to represent religious leaders. They may be pastors, they may be teachers, they may be whatever. And Jesus is saying that the effect they have is that when they appear, they will deceive many people. Then in verse 24 to 25, for false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, I have warned you about this ahead of time. Again, you see deception. 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 And ladies and gentlemen, one of the most powerful tools of the enemy, of Satan, is deception. Most people who are not saved are not saved often because of deception. And many people who start to say may end up in hell will end up there because they were deceived. It is the most formidable weapon or tool of Satan. And the Bible wants us to be careful of his evil schemes. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, the Bible says, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes or tricks. All right? And the thing about schemes and tricks is that the objective is to deceive. So one of the effects, devastating effects of the ministries of these false pastors and false prophets and false teachers and false messiahs is that they cause a lot of deception. They cause a lot of people to be deceived. And once they are deceived, Satan now outsmarts them and they end up where they do not want to be. So that's one of the effects. The second effect of these false church leaders or spiritual leaders is destruction. They destroy. So they do not only deceive and mislead people, they destroy people. They destroy people's lives. They destroy relationships. They destroy friendships. They destroy marriages. And they destroy nice relationships that used to be there before. It's one of their effects. So in Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 1 and 2. Jeremiah 23 verse 1 and 2. It says, what sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep. So these are like the leaders, the pastors, if you like. Because there are different kinds, different types of leaders there. But the role that they play was to take care of the people. Because God has always seen his people as sheep and gives shepherds to take care of his sheep. Now, the Bible is saying, what sorrow awaits these shepherds? For what have they done? For they have done what? Destroyed. They have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock, taking care of my people, and leading them to safety, you have actually deserted them and driven them to what? Destruction. And because of that, I will pour out judgment on you for the evil you have done to them. That's one of the effects of these false church leaders, spiritual leaders. They destroy lives. They destroy families. They destroy relationships. They destroy nice things. It's a very terrible thing. Then in Matthew 7 verse 15, it says, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep but are really vicious. And vicious, I told you, means wicked, cruel, savage, violent. They are really vicious wolves. And vicious wolves, what do? They destroy. They destroy. Look, when a wolf gets among the sheep and attacks them, it's a very wild thing. You will think that they will just focus on maybe one of them, what they want to eat up. But it's like they get among the sheep and there is an agenda to destroy them. So by the time the shepherd comes and sees what is happening, you find a lot of sheep maimed, destroyed, torn apart, their bowels coming out of them and all of that. Meanwhile, it can only eat one. But before it will eat that one, it will destroy. And that's the effect of these false church leaders. They cause a lot of destruction. And that is why Jesus describes them as vicious wolves. Oh, God help us. Matthew 23 verse 13. And we are ending for today. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You won't go in yourselves, and you don't let others enter either. That's what Jesus is saying. And sometimes this is the destruction that these false religious leaders cause. People are trying to get into the kingdom of heaven, but they stand at the door, because the role of these spiritual leaders is to guide and direct the people to God and to the kingdom of God. But especially those who have been specially anointed by the devil to cause destruction and devastation. What they do is they stand at the doorway, the entrance to the kingdom of God. And they themselves, they won't enter. But anybody who is trying to enter, they will stop the person. So they become like bouncers. All right? So bouncers are people that are specially hired, and they are usually some thick, molested guys who stand at the doorway. So then maybe there's a party, you find them usually at nightclubs and things like that. So if you don't have something, maybe a ticket or whatever, they will not allow you to come in. So these false religious leaders and church leaders are like bouncers. They bounce people and stop them from entering into the kingdom of heaven. And the effect of that is they end up destroying the people. Because if they don't end up in the kingdom of heaven, where are they going to end up? In hell. They're going to end up in hell. And that's one of the damaging effects of these false religious leaders. And in John chapter 10 verse 10, my last scripture for the day. John 10, 10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and do what? Destroy. You can just end it there. That thing is always the agenda of Satan, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he has agents that he uses to do this. So it's one of the effects of these false religious leaders. Why am I sharing these things with you? Because you need to sit up and you need to shine your eyes. And you must not be taken in by the things that you hear and see. Especially in the media, television, radio, and what have you. Don't be deceived. Social media. Don't be deceived. Because there are people who have been specially anointed by the devil to lead you astray and to take you off course. And the intention is to deceive you and mislead you, and then ultimately to cause your destruction. So you got to be careful. One of the sad things that I see, how a lot of Christians fall prey to these guys. There are times when I see them, maybe on the television, social media, somebody's posted something. You hear what the person is saying. Look at what the person is doing. And you see a large following of people who cannot see that there's anything wrong with it. How can you sit in a church meeting that somebody is stepping on the stomach of a pregnant woman? And it doesn't occur to you that there is everything wrong with it. I am amazed at some of the things that people applaud when they hear. So somebody will say something that is so shockingly off, yet the people who are listening to him are applauding. They are standing. They have lifted their hands. And at times I see these things, hear these things, watch these things, and I feel very sad in my spirit. And one of the reasons why these things happen and why people fall victim to all these guys is that people don't want to grow in the Lord. People are looking for an easy fix to everything. People are looking for quick solutions to their problems. And they don't realize that that thing is leading them into great danger. Said that if God himself does not intervene, they will end up where they do not want to be. There have been too many stories of lives destroyed and homes torn apart and people ending up losing everything that they have because they fell victim to these false pastors, false prophets, false teachers, and false messiahs. At the tail end of this series, just as I did when I shared with you about false teachings, I'm going to emphasize again what you have to do to protect yourself from these guys. Because if you don't watch out and stand well in the Lord and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, where you will end up, you will never like it. May God have mercy on us. May he open our eyes to see what we must see. May he open our ears to hear what we must hear. May he grant us understanding and insight into these spiritual things. And may he shield and protect us from evil and from harm. May none of your loved ones fall victim to any of these characters. And may God keep you safe and secure. May you continue to abide in the vine. Because if you abide in him and he abides in you, that is when you find safety and security. May the Lord add his blessing to the teaching of his word. Amen and amen. All right, let us pray. We thank you, Father, this evening for your word. Thank you for the teaching that has come forth. And Father, it is quite clear that you want to protect us. And that is why these warnings were given by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When a warning is given, and the one to whom the warning is given does not act and ends up being destroyed, it will become his or her own fault. Father, deliver us from such situations. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that we will take heed to the warnings of Christ, that we will take a stance against these false teachers and false religious characters to protect ourselves, our spouses, our children, our loved ones from the devastating effects of these false religious leaders. I pray, let the Holy Spirit help us to understand more and more of what we've heard today. In Jesus' mighty name, let everybody say amen. All right, put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.